Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Holy Spirit.
Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Nick, Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, the evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the mothers, the praying team, intercessors, youth, Armenian, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, because we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered from that muck and that mud. Oh yes, it was God this morning that touched you with his finger of love and allowed you to be here one more time in the land of the living, to give him the praise, to give him the honor, to give him the glory, to give him the thanks. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything saints is joined and fitting into place on today. On this marvelous Monday, come, let us bow down before the throne of God and give him homage and give him praise and thank him for his many kind acts towards each and every one of us on this evening. Good morning, Mother. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good evening to you, Pastor. God bless you also on this blessed Monday afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come to you, I'm going to say, I know how, God, give me the honor who's truly the head of my life. I give you honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to Pastor Spencer Temple, and to Leticia Spencer, First Lady, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, God, to the throne of thanksgiving, thanking you just for this journey all by itself, God. Thank you, God, for just keeping us all day long, shield and protected. We thank you so much, God. We give you the praises and the glory, because it's all due to you. None of us, but all to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to have your way this afternoon like never before, God. We constantly lift up our youth once more, God, asking you to shield and protect them, God. And on the way to school and on back to school, God, even when they get to their home, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We lift up our elders today, God. We ask that you come from shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because you've been so good to us, better than we have been to ourselves, God. We thank you, God, because you have taught us what truly love is. And the love is you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We lift up our holy hands up to you today, God, and give you the praises, God. We pray, God, that you constantly create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit with us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love one another as you have loved us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We lift up our companions today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to do a great work in them, God. Shield and protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your uprising and your down coming in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for our trials and our tribulation that we go through, God. We give it all to you, God. We give you glory just for that, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. We lift up our mothers to you today, God, spiritual mothers and natural mothers, God. We pray, God, that you constantly shield and protect them, God. Make a way out of no way, God. Continue to prepare a way out of no way for them. Keep a shelter over their head, God. Food on their tables in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Because we know we can't do nothing without you. But we know one thing, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us this day, God. We thank you for your joy, God. Thank you for your joy that we have joy on the inside, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your peace that you have truly abide on us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for your traveling mercy to and for in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We don't know what we could do to most shake, God, without you, God. Oh, God, we'll be lost to the most Sunday high if we didn't have you, God. So that means we can open our mouth, God, and give you the praises and the glory, God. We thank you for your healing, God, in the name of Jesus. God, by your stripes, we are here. Every sick body in the name of Jesus. God, we lift them up to you, God. Don't let them forget, God, to stand on your word like never before. If you said we'll heal, and that settles it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the eyes that you have opened, God, and the ears that you had opened, God, that we can hear her both shake, God, and see in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for directing our paths, God, in the name of Jesus today, God. We lift up every foster home today in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, about shake, God. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Touch the one that's going to come to adopt, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they'll love them, care for them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up our neighborhoods, Lord, terrible Sunday, huh? Oh, God, we pray, God, that you save and deliver, huh? In the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you draw them near to you, God. Let them know that you still live, huh? That you're still delivering, God, in the name of Jesus, huh, oh, God. Thank you, God, today, huh? Let them know that you're still working miracles in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. I pray today, God, oh, Moshe, God, let your will be done in our life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us live upright, Moshe, holy and clean towards you, God, and let people see that we are a holy nation. I don't know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let people see how to send out the Jesus that is in us, God. Let your light shine like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Moshe, God, we thank you. God, we thank you, God, for just loving us, God, when people have gave up on us, God. Oh, God, but you never gave up on us, God, even in our mess, God. You still heard of us, send out. You still called us, you know, by Sunday, God. Oh, when we was in the darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for loving us, God, when no one else did, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way today, God. I pray, God, for the most high, God, that you even reach out on the internet. Telephone, God, laptops, God. Let your power go through them, huh? In the name of Jesus, when your power go through, God, let them know that it's you, he got a bullshit. Your presence in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you today, God, out of the bullshit, my family, God, each and every one of our families, God, draw them near to you, save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We still cry out for the backsliders. We say, backsliders, come forth in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, it's getting laid over in the afternoon, how to It's time to just make serious the decision who you gonna serve today, God. Let us be humble, have a mind, a mature mind to just sit back and see everything and just say, God, I've tried everything, God. Let us see, God, about Sunday. I tried the world, huh? I tried women's, I tried men's, God. So if I tried all that, God, it's time for me to try you. Oh, Lord, if you try Jesus, he'll never fail you. In the name of Jesus, how do I stand over, God? He'll love you like no other. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, because you touched us this morning, early this morning, God, and gave us another day of life. How do I stand over, God? Because somebody didn't wake up this morning and then they turned around and kept us all day long, huh? To this point. So we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, today I can truly say I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I know you live, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for keeping me, sheltering me, Haraboshe, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you today, God, for all things, just the little and the big too also, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the turnaround, God. I thank you for the pressing and the making, Haraboshe, in the stretching in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, Haraboshe, God. Oh, God, it's in the medicines in our heart today, God. I ask that to the Most High God that you forgive us and take it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us keep a pure heart in you, huh? That we can love our enemy, how do I stand that? That we can pray for them, huh? In spite of our God. Oh, God, let us walk the streets, Lord, the Most High God, and tell the peoples about you, God. Tell them about your love, your peace that's in deep down inside of us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So I say today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, have your way. Have your way. Touch each and every one of us, God. The ones that on the phone, heart of us, God, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, make a difference in our life, God. Let them look at life different, God. Life is beautiful, hope of Sunday. It's beautiful, heart of us, Sunday. When you're walking in Jesus, heart of us, Sunday. Oh, you can walk in Jesus, heart of us, God. When you have trials and tribulations, you still have peace, God. But you know the battle's not ours, is Jesus Christ today. Oh, God, we thank you for having our battles, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We have a thank you in our sanctified soul, God. Oh, God, we have a praise upon our lips today, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we can walk through our home, God, and just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for working every situation out, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for increasing our finances, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, thank you for taking us high in you, God. Clear the most, God. We thank you for your understanding your words, God, today. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace that abide. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. So we say, God, let your perfect will be done in our life, God. Continue to shield and protect us like nobody else could. God, we know that you are a peacemaker, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we bind up confusion today. Honorable Shanda, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that you are the ruler of our Sunday. God, we thank you today, God, with your love and kindness, God. These things we ask today, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. And now, Holy Spirit of the living God, as you come, listen, renewing, leading, teaching, and guiding in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, go out now, internationally. Nationally, locally, from the north, south, east, and the west, Holy Spirit, and have your perfect will, and have your perfect will in each and every one of us once again. Holy Spirit of the living God, touch this corporate prayer
name
touch
of
every area. Touch the mother that prayed. Touch, Lord God, in a special way, in a new way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Pour out your anointing power, even right now, every heart, on every man, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way, and we surrender all. Holy Spirit of the living God, you take full control, even now, in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Oh, precious Spirit of the living God, as you come down to dispense upon each and every one of us, oh, glory be to God, what the Father has sent down through the Son, Jesus Christ, unto you, to spread your love, your anointing, your renewing on each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day being new. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have your way.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
for your
Jesus.
Favor and for your victory.
Yes,
one
Lord.
To the. So go before us. Keep us in the center of that yes. Will. Take us a little higher in you, Lord Jesus. Because we know there's no failure in you.
No, it's
that
not.
We have the victory. That
yes,
we have
Lord.
The faith.
Yes.
And you love
yes,
you.
Yes,
so we thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
and we
you,
praise
Jesus.
You. And we glorify
yes,
we, you.
Yes.
Even today.
Thank
this
you,
marvelous
Jesus.
Monday.
Thank
we say,
you,
have
Jesus.
Your way.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Us a
yes,
little
Lord.
Bit higher in you.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
let
Lord.
Our focus be on you, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
That we give you the praise, the honor, and the
yes.
Glory. In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Thank
Jesus.
God.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Amen.
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 Well,
Jesus.
Hallelujah out there to everybody,
yes.
Every saint.
Amen.
Oh, glory,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yay, hallelujah.
For this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, it
this
is.
Marvelous Monday.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
When we come together in agreement.
Amen.
To give him the praise, the honor, and the glory.
Yes.
For all
amen.
Of his many attributes
yes.
That he
Lord.
Bestowed
yes.
Upon each and every one of us.
Yes.
As
yes.
We climb our way to glory.
Amen.
On today. Amen
yes,
and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Well, we got to move on, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Just like to give a grand shout out to all of our international listeners. Praise
amen.
God. May the Lord bless you real good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's time
yes.
For the word.
Amen.
And it's time for our own minister, Shanita Ponton,
amen.
To come
amen.
And break the bread of life.
Yes.
With each and every one of us right now.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Minister Quantum, you
amen.
Have the wheel.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everybody that have breath in their body clap
the
their hands and give praises unto the Lord. Because as Pastor Smith says, he is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
today
he is.
Is the day that
amen.
He made for you and I. Today
yes.
Was a new day, a new beginning.
Yes.
And we should be thanking him. We should be lifting
yes.
Our hands on
yes.
High. And glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the new beginning.
Glory.
We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you.
For all things. We thank you
yes.
For life, Father God. We
yes,
thank you for your mercy, your grace,
yes,
and
Lord.
Your love endures forever, ever, and ever. We can never give God enough praises, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. Your basket and your kneading bowl. God was telling us then, he was letting our forefathers know then that these are the blessings, these are the promise that you can have if you're obedient to my word, to my will, if you're faithful to me and do the things that you need to do. Although this was written long time ago, it's a reference. But on today, you can still receive those same blessings. You can still petition God just as Jabez did. See, Jabez knew that if he went to God, that God would give him favor. When he asked him to bless his territory, enlarge his territory, in my mindset, when I go to God on today and I ask him to bless my territory, to enlarge my territory, Jabez might have been talking about the land. He could have been talking about the land. But as again, this is a reference. I'm talking about my mentality. I'm talking of, I need God to prosper my mentality. I need him to prosper my physicality. I need him to prosper my spirituality. I need him to prosper me financially. I'm like Jabez, enlarge my territory. We have to understand what our territory is at this point in time. Back in that day, it may have been his land, the land that he worked hard for, the land that he got out there. He may have picked wheat. I don't know. He may have been picking grain. He may have been out there plowing the fields. I don't know what Jabez was doing, but he knew to go to ask God to grant him favor in those areas. Jabez also petitioned God to be with him in all that he do. That means in today, November the 5th, 2018, when Jesus died, he left us a comforter. So on today, we're not looking at the reference. We're looking at today. We should be asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in every single thing that we do, whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's cooking, whether it's singing, whatever that we do, the Holy Spirit should be our guide. It should be leading us. We should be welcoming the Holy Spirit to enter into our, so we can walk with him, so we would know that we are on the right path, that we're not going sideways, that we definitely not going backwards to something that we cannot change, but we are being led in the right direction. How do we do that? We invite him in, and then we trust him. We trust him with everything that we have. Not sit today and trust him, and when something goes wrong, we don't trust him, so we got to go back all over again. We have to petition God just as Jabez did and trust and believe that God is going to do exactly what he said he was going to do, being led by the Holy Spirit. If you're not being led by the Holy Spirit, there's something wrong with you. Because guess what? There's nothing that you can do on your own. God controls everything. He controls everything. You may sit and think that you're doing it, but guess what? It is only God that's allowing it to happen. Sometimes God allows us to be sifted, and we got to deal with them diabolical little spirits that's going around. But Jabez, he asked God to lead him and to guide him, so that he wouldn't have to worry about those different things. He was in a land, he was in an area where he was ready to just give everything up to God. He was ready to surrender to God every area, every aspect. And that's where we need to be on today, because we are in a season right now where God is trying to prosper us to whatever level you're allowing him to take you to. If you sit and you ask him for little things, he's going to give you little things. But if you like me, I'm going to be like Jabez. I'm asking to expand my territory. Where my territory is, Father God, wherever you want it to be, where we have to be. Jabez also asked God, the last thing that Jabez asked, he said, keep me away from trouble and pain. Reading the scriptures today, reading some of the commentaries, a lot of people wanted to speak on the fact that Jabez, the name Jabez came from his mother because she caused him a lot of pain. And back in those days, the references, names meant a whole bunch of things. But let's go head on into 2018 right now, November 5th, 2018. We have to sit and ask, God to protect us from pain, from danger, harms, toils, and snares. We have to ask him to be our shield. We have to go into his arms for safety. We have to go into our secret garden because guess what? We know that Satan and his imps, their job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And sometimes we're not strong enough. Sometimes we're not attentive enough. Sometimes we are not equipped to go up against diabolical spirits that Satan is throwing up against us. So again, we have to go to God and ask him to protect us from all things, from all evils, hurt, all pain. When people come and they sit and they talking about you behind your back, Father God, I need you to protect me. When people coming and they gossiping in your ear, and you know that it's going to be a situation that's going to get you angry, or it's going to get you, Father God, I need you to get them out my space, Father God. I'm trying to stay focused, focused, focused. I need my blessings. I need you to bless me indeed, Father God. I need my territory enlarged, Father God, but I can't get these things, Father God, because I'm not in the rightful position, Father God, because I'm still over here trying to listen to Nancy, Dick, Tom, and Sue when you trying to bless me. Yes, Saint, I'm telling you on today that it's only the Holy Spirit that's going to lead you and guide you. It's only the Holy Spirit that's going to protect you from harm and danger. It is only God when you petition him. He says, knock, ask, and seek, and you will find that you need to be asking and asking God to bless you. What blessings do you need? I don't know what blessings that you need, but I know one thing. God gave us a mouth. He gave us a mind. He gave us a heart. The heart speaks to the mind. And guess what? Whatever come there, if you know that you got a pure heart and you know that it's a need, you need to be asking God that. I know that I'm tired of being in the same space all the time. So when God sent me this scripture today, I said, okay, Father, I know what I need to do. I need to be doing the same thing Javan did a long time ago. I thank you for the example. I thank you for what I need to be. Father God, I need to make sure that my heart is pure. I need to make sure, Father God, that my mind is renewed, Father God, because there are so many blessings that you have out there that you told my forefathers, Father God. I want to reap some of those blessings, Father God. I want my sons to reap some of those blessings, Father God. I want my grandchildren to reap those blessings. I want my great-grandchildren to reap those blessings. I want my friends to reap those blessings, Father God. You made the promise, Father God. And on today, I'm just reminding you, Father God. I'm reminding you, Lord, that I'm in a rightful position, Father God. I'm striving to do better on a day-to-day basis, Father God. Bless me indeed, Father God. Enlarge my territory, Father God. But, saints, we got to be bold. We got to be bold. But in order for you to be bold, you know that you got to be rightful with God. You got to be bold. When you go to the throne of God, you have to remind him of the things, of the blessings that he has already spoken to the atmosphere. Speak those same blessings back to him. Be obedient to the word of God. Be obedient to hear him. Stop talking so much. You listen. Listen to what God has to say. If you always talking, how can you hear what God has to say? God is trying to bless us. I can't say it. I can say it 10,000 times. But if you don't believe it, if you don't receive it, and you do not put yourself in a situation where you can obtain it, then guess what? You're going to lose it. But on today, Shanitha L. Pontine, I want to sit and tell you all, I'm trying to be blessed. Indeed, I want my territory enlarged. I want every ounce of prosperity that God is willing to give me. I'm asking him with open arms, hands held high up in the sky, saying, Father God, send it down. Send your blessings down. You did it before, Father, and you will do it again. I trust you, Father. I trust your word, Father God. I'm here, Father God. I'm seeking, Father God. I'm knocking. I'm asking, Father God. Bless me indeed, Father God. Thanks. Get your bold on. Get your walking shoes on. Get your mouthpiece together. Go before your God and let him know. Our God, I'm going to share him with y'all today. Go before our Father who art in heaven and ask him to bless you. Whatever your blessings is, whatever your needs is, ask God to bless you. Ask God to be that fence that's around you. Ask God to send exceedingly and abundantly in the windows of heaven. Send everything down. Open the doors of heaven. Send everything down. Just be in that rightful position. That rightful position where you'll be able to receive it. If you move too far to the left, if you move too far to the right, be where the Holy Spirit leads you. The Holy Spirit is our leader. The Holy Spirit is our guide. So on today, will you ask God to bless you indeed? Will you ask God to expand your territory? Will you ask God to be with you in all that you do? Will you ask God to keep you out of trouble and pain? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you ready to receive the blessings of the Lord? If you're ready, everybody, under the sound of my voice, say hallelujah. I'm ready to receive the blessings of
praise God.
Hallelujah. I am here. I am standing firm. I am standing with faith. I am being bold and courageous. And most of all, I'm doing everything with love so I can receive the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Brought it right on down to there. Praise God.
Amen.
And one thing about it, if you can believe it, you shall receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because remember, in him who? The Lord Jesus Christ, God.
Amen.
We live, move, and have our being.
Amen.
And because we make it so, praise God, we can ask him anything, and he shall render it unto you. And now, our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you all. God bless all of you, my God. My God. Well, very well put word, and it's very well appropriate for the season and the time, what God is doing in the body of Christ. Amen. And saints of God, please pick that word and really digest that word that Minister Nita really released, because that is what God is doing within us. You know, Jabez, he had to come into a place of alignment. And when you come into a place of alignment with the different things of your life or God realigning you, it doesn't feel good, because now you got to deal with your issues. You got to begin to deal with yourself. You got to begin to come to a place of humbleness, because God's just doing it for a reason. And the reason is he want to add more to you. He want to bring you into a place of rest, a place of peace. And I know that it's many of you that is listening right now all over the world. You might think you're going through a struggle. It might seem as though it's hard. It might look like the world is falling upon you. Amen. And some of you probably in a celebration time, because God done bless you. Whatever time you are in, remember that alignment, when it comes, it doesn't feel good. It's going to bring you to a place where you begin to confess. You begin to deal with self. You begin to deal with different issues. It's not the brothers or the sisters to the left or right of you, but it's what God is doing within you. And I know that as many of you don't pay the price, you don't suffer, you don't went through all kinds of stuff for God could continue to bless you. I know that as many of you right now, just as Minister was saying, that you in your blessed place, I'm ready, Lord. And I know that as many of you are ready all over the world. Guess what? When you enter into new places and new levels with the God, you got to get ready for new operation. Get ready to doing new things. You got to get ready having new concept. Amen. You got to get ready to let God clean out the old, for he can impart it into your new. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for whatever God has for me. And if he got to recalibrate realignment for me to see different things, so shall it be. Amen. And because
Amen.
Guess what, saying, you pay the price. You pay the price. And I prophesize, my God, tonight that it's going to be many of you. You are not going to know how it's going to happen. You are not going to know how God's going to do it. But I declare and decree, as God realigns you and he begins to recalibrate you, you're going to begin to see your blessed moment. It's not about where you are. It's not about where you come from. It's not about how much education you have. It's not about how well you can articulate different things. It's about who your connection is, who your hook up here. Jay Bass understood who his connection is, and connection is the Lord thy God. And I know that as many of you got a shout in your spirit, because you might not have everything put together, but you are connected to God. And if anybody did tonight that is on this line listening by the internet, or don't matter how you're listening, if you are connected with your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, you might as well get ready to shout. You give God a praise, because in the midst of your process, God is bringing you into another place, another level. He's going to give you, my God Almighty, what he's been wanting to establish within you. Amen. I'm just excited for what God is doing. You thought that he did what he, you thought that he'd been a blessing to you. You thought that he made a way out of no way. You thought that he delivered, he saved. You haven't seen nothing yet. My God, everything, saints of God, you count it joy. You count it all joy. And I'm telling you right now, God is going to send you through. You give God our praise, my God. And I'm telling you right now, before I go, I want you to be with us tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Then also that night at 7:30, we finna bombard heaven. We going in. We gonna let God gonna do what he got to do within us. Bring us into a place. Bring us into alignment. We ain't holding no prisoners, because we gonna be the one that God gonna be able to display. Say, look at my healing. Look at what I done. That's
Amen.
What God's going to begin
Amen.
To display
Amen.
You, because you're going to walk, my Amen. God, I declare and decree that you're going to come into a season that those that heard the testimony of people walking out of wheelchairs, you're going to experience. Those that heard the testimony that people are being delivered from HIV Amen. And AIDS, you're going to experience. I believe we're going to come
yeah.
into a season that you're going to begin yeah. to see and experience God miracle powers. Why? Because
yes,
God's going to
yes,
release a
yes.
harvest upon
Amen.
The earth like never before. Somebody
yes,
might
yes.
want to say it's realigning
yes.
and recalibration. And
yes.
I don't know about anybody else, but I know that everybody is listening to us on the sound of our voice. You ready? And if you're ready, you might as well put on your shouting shoes,
Amen.
Put on your shouting shoes, because
yes,
we're going to have
yes.
a celebration within
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And amen, and God bless you. God bless you. Better you, Pastor Bill.
Amen. We thank God for those prophetic words coming from our Apostle Temple Spencer. And
amen.
We surely thank God for the word of God coming from our own minister, Nita.
Amen.
1 Chronicles 4:9-10. Amen.
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 Honor, blessings, enlarge territory, and
yes.
keep us from evil and harm, that we
Amen.
Shall receive the inheritance of the Lord. Well,
Amen.
As the apostle put it, come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, where we can come together in agreement and do it to the glory of God. Of our living God on
yes,
today.
Amen.
You have a God blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to